tuned up and rolling. It's the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Time for our State Parks Passes giveaway. It's true or false. You text true if you think the story is true, or false if you think it's false, to 411923. Now, this part is true. Upon completion of the rail that connected Tucson to France to San Francisco, Mayor Leatherwood wrote a telegram to the Pope informing him that the ancient and honorable Pueblo of Tucson, initially founded by the Spaniards under the sanction of the church, was now connected to the entire Christian world. A few minutes later, a telegram came back, which Mayor read to the Pope, and it said, "His Holiness the Pope acknowledges with appreciation receipt of your telegram informing him that the ancient city of Tucson at last has been connected by rail with the outside world and sends his benediction, but for his own satisfaction would ask, where the hell is Tucson?" Text to true if the Pope's response was true, or false if it was false, to 411-923.
So we're going to pick up the story here. We're talking to Miss Sherry. You still there with us, Sherry?
Yes, I sure am.
Oh, great. Hey, so you know, out of the 130 people I got to meet, you have a really cool product to start with. I think we should start talking about your product. And you have a product called Go Hang It. Why don't you tell our listeners how your product works?
So Go Hang It is a picture hanging and leveling tool. And it's not only just a tool, but it's an all-in-one set that allows you to hang and level pictures like a pro.
You know, now, yeah, and people can see that at gohangit.com. There's a little video that shows really how slick it is. And you're going to explain it a little more, but if they're trying to picture it, that's a great way to follow along.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, I'm a single mom and I have a honey-do list, but I don't have a honey to do it. And so I have an 11-year-old son. And he's got sports pictures and school pictures, and I wanted to hang this collage, and it's such a pain in the rear end to hang a collage, right? You know, you put 10, 15 holes in your wall. They look like Swiss cheese.
You've been in my house.
Absolutely. And so, you know, I started thinking it would be really cool to come up with a way that everything was all together. I didn't have to worry about the hardware because I don't know anything about hardware. And just this all-in-one tool. And so that's what we did.
It's really slick. It's one little piece, and you can the thing I really like about it is it is really the only thing you need. Everything is encompassed in this little kit. It comes apart, and you can either do wire hanging, which I think is the hardest, and you have made it really simple to figure out where that wire goes and try to look behind there and everything. You've got a really slick little way to do that. So I think that was really cool.
And that, yes, it does. It does do wire. It also does the sawtooth hanging pictures as well.
Right. And so, Sherry, you also have, so this product will be in the market when? In the fall sometime?
Yes, this fall. We are finishing up the tool, putting the polishing on it, and which is the texturing, and it will be available in the fourth quarter.
And you're not new to this. You have a really interesting story. When I asked Sherry how she got started, Roman, she said, "Well, I've been doing this a long time with my dad." So tell me how you and your dad work together in this.
So my father is a retired IBM engineer, and he has a ton of patents under his belt, like over 100. And we have always worked together to try to make products that make people's lives better. This is our fourth consumer product. We've done compact disc holders. We did Perfect Pets, which is lifelike breathing puppies and kittens. It's a very strange little, you know, went down the rabbit hole on that one. But, and then, you know, now we're back. Last year we did Store It Cabinet Caddy, which is a cabinet organization product for spices and prescriptions, you know, anything you want to put in there, really.
And that's kind of what drew me to your booth at first, because that was sitting there. I thought, this is really slick. And those are already for sale, right? You can get those on your website, correct?
Yes. It's storeitcaddy.com, the CADDY.com.
So, Romy, it's hard to explain. You have to go and look at it. But it's a really slick way to store spices, medicine, tools. I mean, it's a great little caddy, and it's very easy to access. I'm gonna take a picture of my before and after, Sherry, of my spices. You're gonna be wowed. You're going to be so
awesome.
Pleased. Yes. So and so tell me what made let's go back to the go to the caddy. Yep. And let's talk about what made you think that it, how do you bring something up that you think is worth inventing? Do you see a problem? Do you start there? Do you see a need?
Well, a lot of times we'll look out in the marketplace and we'll see a demand for a certain type of product. Like, for instance, the store at Cabinet Caddy, storing spices is always interesting. You know, there's many different things out there. You can wrap them around the back of your cabinets and leave this big open space in the middle, which doesn't end up working because you have to put things there in the middle because it's a big cabinet, and then you end up moving them out to get your spices anyway. Or, you know, they have Lazy Susans and these big wheelie things that sit in your cabinet. And so there's just not a good solution. So we wanted something that would store them vertically, and you pull the shelf out and then rotate it around, and it presents the items that you have stored to you. There have been a couple things out there in the marketplace that are similar, but they weren't executed well.
So okay, Sherry, we're going to take a hard break at the bottom, and then we'll come back and finish the story.
The answer to your trivia question was false. It is legend that he said that, but if you look up, that was Pope Antonelli. This celebration was in March 1880. Pope Antonelli died 4 years earlier. Oh. He had been on to his reward.
Fact checker.
So it was, yeah, it took a little research to prove that one false. And Marshall Trimble writes in his book, it's highly probable the Pope's reply, quote unquote, was conjured up by unsober celebrants who were having a good time at the party.